Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're covering the powerful impact of two small words, I'm sorry. So it may surprise you to hear that today's topic is when not to say I'm sorry. If you've listened to all the other programs in this series, you know that I advocate genuine apologies, even at times when you're not wrong. But there is actually a time that I would encourage you to never say, I'm sorry. And that is when it concerns your faith. As children, we all experience some sort of peer pressure, but many must endure some form of peer pressure even as adults. And there's no more tense a situation than when some intimidating person questions your faith. Now you are at the crossroads of faith itself. To back down resembles denying Christ, but to stand firm may appear defiant and even cost you a rung or two on the ladder of society. Hopefully, if this situation is an authority figure at work or school, the person will respect your beliefs and not make it a workplace issue. And if it's a coworker or a classmate, they will consider your right to personal convictions. But what do you do if they don't? Let me preface my answer with this statement. I believe there is a right and diplomatic way to handle every situation. If you're not careful, the way you respond can quickly become a new issue that overshadows the original one you're dealing with. Having said that, I would encourage you to stand strong and respond in a confident way that communicates the fact that you are not at all sorry for your beliefs. The Apostle Paul said firmly, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. And Jesus himself said, Whoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. But the comforting part is the verse that comes just before that when he says, Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him also will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. So stand strong and know that because you confessed Jesus before men, he will confess you before his Father. Yes, when it comes to your faith, this is the one time that you should never say, I'm sorry. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.